Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called Prayer, Your Foundation to Success. And we're doing part 8 from a 17-part series, and the topic today is the prayer of intercession. What is the prayer of intercession? The prayer of intercession is prayed on the behalf of others. It is prayed by a believer or believers in faith to God in the name of Jesus to meet the need of another person's life, or a city, or a country, or a nation. Intercessory prayer is a tool that the Spirit of God will use to bring the manifestations and the miraculous things that happen in the book of Acts. Why are we called to intercession? Because God does not do anything on the earth without the cooperation of man, just as he did with Abraham and Jesus. Man is still in authority in the earth by the will of God. The Spirit of God poured out upon all flesh. We see this in James chapter 5, verse 7. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. The book of John says that the heavenly Father is the husbandman. The fruit of the earth is his harvest of souls, and the rain is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Intercessory prayer causes the rain of God's Spirit to bring harvest. God is calling his body to unity so that the rivers of living water, believers, will cause a flood of God's power in the earth. All creation groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. We see this in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. We are at the end of an age which began at the day of Pentecost, Peter said. And it will come to pass in the days, in the last days, said God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 to 19. The result of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is found in verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The next prayer is intercession, giving birth to the spirit realm. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We see this in John chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. You become a co-laborer with God as you choose to serve him. Those who totally give themselves to his services will be God's mouthpieces in the earth, the vehicles of his spirit. Jesus said that many are called but few are chosen in Matthew chapter 20 verse 16. Upon those and out of those who are dedicated to him, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Upon those who and out of those who are dedicated to him, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Whosoever drinks of the water that I will give him, said Jesus, will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into eternal life. John chapter 4, verse 17. The well of living water upon you on the inside of you is the Holy Spirit, the well that is for personal use, your use. God desires to pour out his Spirit from the inside of you through intercession. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John chapter 7, verse 38. A river is for everyone's use. The outpouring of the Spirit is a flow outcoming from the inside of a believer. The flow is the source of all signs, wonders, and miracles. Once again, thank you for being with me today. The next part coming up is part 9. Prayer is the doorway into the mightiest release of the power that is known to man. Thank you and God bless.